Good morning. Today, the great Easter season comes to its completion in the Feast of Pentecost. For 50 days, we have reveled in the great feast of the dying and rising of the Lord. And now we bring our celebration to a conclusion with the feast of the sending of the Spirit. There are a lot of things to be said about that, but I think two are most critical. One is that the presence of the Spirit is what unites us to Christ and gives us a share in the life of the Trinity. Jesus has completed his work, has returned to the glory that I had with you before the world began, as we heard last week. But the Spirit is poured out into our hearts. The Spirit of the risen Christ. The Spirit, as Paul says in Romans, that is not a spirit of slavery that would lead us back into fear, but a spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba. The Spirit is our participation in Christ and in Christ's life, and thereby in the life of the Trinity. We'll reflect on that a little more next week, the Feast of the Holy Trinity. But the mutual outpouring of love of Father, Son, and Spirit is something that we now participate in. This constitutes who we are. We recognize ourselves in the life of the Trinity. The second dimension is that if we have been united to Christ's life, then we are united to Christ's work. The structure of the season tells us that. The Christmas season ended with the feast of the baptism. The Spirit is poured out on Jesus and he begins his ministry. The Easter season ends with this feast of Pentecost. And the Spirit is poured out upon us and we begin our ministry. Both accounts of the Pentecost experience emphasize that. The one we have here in John, Pentecost, is temporally inseparable from Easter. It's Easter Sunday night that Jesus appears to the disciples and confers the Spirit. But the very conferral of the Spirit is bracketed by references to their share in his mission. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And then he says, receive the Holy Spirit. And then he says, and go out and start looking for some sins to forgive. It is to be a part of his ministry, part of his work, that his Spirit is given to us. The same way the other account, the one we have in the first reading from Acts, Luke places it as a distinct temporal event, 50 days after Easter, 50 days, Pentecost, and describes some exuberant outpourings, tongues heard by people from all nations. But the important point is not that they are or are not speaking various tongues, or the people are or are not hearing various tongues. It's hard to tell which is the miracle. If there's more than 11 different languages being heard, obviously the miracle was in the ear, not in the mouth, since there's only 11 speakers. And how much all of that's been influenced by subsequent theology anyway, is hard to tell. But that's not important. What's important is, immediately upon receiving the Holy Spirit, they go up on the roof and begin to preach. They begin to announce the good news to participate in Christ's ministry immediately upon receipt of the Spirit. Both of those are true for us. We receive the Spirit to make us a part of Jesus and of His relationship to God, to call out Abba in our hearts, to insert us into that mutual self-giving of Father, Son, and Spirit. And we receive the Spirit that, sharing in Christ's identity, we may share also in His work, that we may take up our ministries, our ways of forgiving sins, our ways of announcing the gospel in our homes and in our families, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, in the structure that we provide here in the parish for justice and peace, in the fight for global recognition of human rights, from the smallest scope to the largest. We live God's life by the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, and we do God's work for the building of the kingdom. All of this in the one Spirit. And so traditionally here at St. Vincent's, we have, as at the beginning of the feast, Holy Saturday, we renew the vows of our baptism. At the end of the feast, on Pentecost, we renew the vows of our confirmation. We do the blessing over the oil, since we are anointed with the Spirit. And then we are anointed again. It's a sign that we have received the Spirit, must live God's life, and do God's work. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.